Stocks worksheet number 3 asks you to compute the market capitalization. So let's read together. Given the following stocks and stock data, name the exchange or market, well, guess the exchange because you, to really know, you got to look it up, whether it's on the New York Stock Exchange or the Amex, which is now called the NYSE MICET or market or whatever, the NASDAQ or the OTC bulletin boards or OTC pink sheets, now called the OTC markets, that you believe the stock could be expected to be found on. Compute the market capitalization. Is it a large cap, mid cap, or small cap? And optionally, can you determine whether it's a mega cap, which is a subset of large cap, or is it a micro cap, which is a subset of small cap stocks? And determine the type of stock, blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, asset play, foreign, etc. So, let's take a look at Marriott International. You've heard of them, right? Exactly. MAR. Recent stock price is $75, or was, on February 4th, 2015, $75.94. Number of shares outstanding, 283.36 million shares. Well, first of all, guess the exchange. Marriott International, it's been around a long time. You'd expect it to be on the New York Stock Exchange, right? Well, you would have been right up until a few years ago when they were coaxed to move over to the NASDAQ. Competition. What's the stock price? $75.94 multiplied times the number of shares outstanding, 283.36 million shares. And as we discussed in the presentation, I think it's best not to try to put all the zeros in there, but just write 283.36 and then the word million and keep that word million. Don't lose it. So 75.94 times 283.36 gives us 21,518.36 $1 million worth of capitalization. Now, we don't usually use 21,518.36 million. What do? You would move the decimal place 3 to the left and turn it into billion. So on Yahoo or Bloomberg or MarketWatch, you're going to see 21.5 billion with a B, a big B. Yeah, okay, that's what you're going to see. You're not going to see 21,518.36 million. What market cap category is this? Large cap, mid cap, small cap? This is a large cap company. Anything above 10 billion or so is considered large cap. And what type of stock is Marriott International? Well, hotels tend to be very cyclical. As the business cycle expands, there's more business travel, there's more leisure travel, people are more loose with their cash, they go out and go onto vacations, they're going to do well. The economy scales back, businesses scale back, travel, people scale back their leisure travel and vacations, and companies like Marriott International are going to have a hard time. Yeah. Okay, next one, Ryder Truck, R. Wait a minute. Usually to have a one-character symbol, you have to be a big company like C for Citigroup or F for Ford or T for telephone, AT&T telephone. Is Ryder Trucks a big company? You've heard of them, haven't you? Well, let's see. First of all, where do you expect them to be? They've been around a long time. You'd expect them to be on the New York Stock Exchange. You'd be right. But, of course, look it up to make sure. The recent stock price was $88.46, and the number of shares outstanding is 53.04 million shares. So we multiply $88.46 times 53.04 million shares, and we get $4,691.92 million of capitalization. But again, do we write it as 4,691.92? No, no. We move the decimal place three to the left and come up with 4.69 or thereabouts billion dollars. So that's what you'll see on Yahoo Finance or whatever website you go to. You'll see 4.69 and then the capital B for billion. So where is that? Large cap, mid cap, small? That's a mid cap stock, indeed. That's a mid cap stock. It's above 2 billion or so, but less than 20. That's in 10, I'm sorry. Less than 10 billion. Okay, great. Now, what stock type? Blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defense? Well, it turns out that they rent trucks, right? And transportation is cyclical. When the economy's strong, the needs for transportation are great, so they'll do well. And the economy's weak, they'll not do so well. Number three, Adamas Pharmaceuticals, a brand that you've all never even heard of. But this, dear students, was the kind of stock that I was a sucker for. This is a yet another high-tech startup company here based in San Diego with awesome technology that probably will never see the light of day. But this is the kind of company, folks. Let's take a look at it. First of all, where do you expect it to be? ADMP. If you guessed the NASDAQ, you were right. But that was just recently, folks. They were hitting the skids. They were on the OTC. I think they were on the bulletin board. They were on the bulletin board, right. But they've moved to the NASDAQ, so they're hitting the big time, which is normally a good sign, but not a guarantee. The recent stock price was $6.26. That's after a reverse split. They went, 10 for 1 for 10 or something like that. That's so they can raise the price, so that they wouldn't look like a penny stock. The number of shares outstanding were 10.55 million because you had 10 shares and you had one, so they went from 100 million shares down to 10 million shares. So take $6.26 times 10.55 million shares and you get $66.04 million worth of capitalization. And you don't have to move a decimal place. It's 66.04 million. Just leave it at that. And is that a large cap, mid cap, small cap? Well, that's a small cap. In fact, if you want to be really slick, you would say, oh, this is a micro cap stock. Indeed. Because it's under about, well, certainly under $1 or $2 billion, so it's a small cap. And when it gets below 100 million or so, it gets into the micro-cap world. And folks, look up Adamas Pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's one of those companies that you could make you, you know, very, very wealthy, but never worked for me, and I have resisted the urge. I'm cured, folks. I'm cured. No more high-tech startups on a shoestring hoping to make the big time. One of them's going to work, but until you go find that prince, you got to kiss a bunch of frogs. And I think Adamas Pharmaceuticals is going to probably turn out to be a... Watch. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, it's going to hit the big time and I'm going to feel like a dope. But that's all right. I don't have to win big. I just have to win. What kind of stock? Blue chip. Blue chip income. It's an aggressive growth stock. We could even call it very speculative, which is a fancy way of saying it's a gambling stock. So do I want you to buy Adamas Pharmaceutical? Hey, you got $1,000 to waste. Go ahead, buy Adamas Pharmaceuticals. It might turn into $50,000. It might turn into 50 cents. Okay, last one. Oracle Corporation. ORCL. Oracle. You've never... Maybe you've heard of them. Dear students, you use them every single day. Every time you swipe that Visa card or that Monster card or your debit card, your ATM card, every time you do a transaction on the internet, chances are you are using Oracle Corporation software. because they make the databases and they make the back-end software for these huge corporations, all the banks, all the credit unions. Maybe you're using IBM's DB2, or maybe you're using one of the smaller tier databases, but no, chances are you're using Oracle's database. And so they're a high-tech company, so you'd expect them to be on the NASDAQ. And you would have been right up until a few years ago when they moved over to the New York Stock Exchange. Competition. So what's the recent stock price? $42.42. Number of shares outstanding, 4.39 billion shares. So you write down $42.42 of market price times 4.39, and then just write the word billion. Don't put all nine zeros. Put all the nine digits there. 4.39 billion shares. And 42.42 times 4.39 is 186.22 billion. Or you can probably just do 186.2 billion with a B. So we would put 186.22 billion for the market capitalization. Is that a large cap, mid cap, small cap? It's a large cap. In fact, if you want to be really slick, you don't have to. But you would say, oh, it's a mega cap because it's over, what, $100 billion of market capitalization. Indeed. And is it a blue chip, income, growth? Well, for, you know, the few decades since the 1980s, it was a growth stock like Microsoft, like Intel, like Apple, right? But now, what's happened to it? It's gotten so large that it's become like a cyclical company. As the business cycle expands, as companies are growing, as the economy's growing, there's more need for Oracle software. And when the economy shrinks, there's less of a need for their services. And this is what happened, folks. This is what happens. Companies come into existence. They grow, they mature, and then they change from growth to blue chip to income to cyclical or defensive. So go back over and make sure you can do these calculations because they're probably going to be on the exam. But more importantly, this, I hope, along with all the other material that you've been studying in Chapter 5, gives you the ability to pick and choose different types of stocks. And you see that not all stocks are created equal, and you can determine which stocks are much more riskier than others and which are going to be much more stable, knowing that there's still stocks. They're still going to go be volatile. They're still going to go up and down like crazy. And you just don't look at the market price and say, okay, great, it's 75, I'll buy it. You look at the market capitalization and say, oh, it's $21.5 billion. Well, that's a little richly valued for Marriott, don't you think? Or maybe, no, that's a bargain. Look at their competitors. Look at the competitors to Marriott. All right? So I hope you enjoyed this worksheet. Hide the answers and do it again. See ya!